What's up, guys?
What's up? What's that face you making, bro?
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Uncanny.
What?
Podcast. Okay, just okay.
Go. What?
Another episode of Uncanny.
Of Uncanny. We're here with Isaiah. He's visiting this week. And
what do you mean I'm visiting this week? We're all visiting, actually. All
right, but yeah. So roll the intro.
Welcome to Uncanny. All right, you know what? Let's talk about freaking what's his face, Travis Scott.
Well, you know what happened? Do you know what happened exactly, or did
not? Just yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right, what happened?
Like, there was like a
tell the story.
There's a, well, I don't want to get anything wrong. So if you know it completely, like you know
maybe
it,
I don't know completely.
But you, I don't want to look like an idiot. Actually,
well, that's
that ship is sealed. Well, I know that there was like people like it was too crowded and people were like dying because of how crowded it was and people were like getting trampled to death like freaking out of a Jumanji movie.
Yes,
like, you know, with all the animals.
Stampede.
And like, yeah, stampede, exactly. And
yeah, so what happened was is he was having his concert and apparently like how many people went, like I don't know, like 50,000 people or
oh
it was a thousands and thousands of people, I don't know. And when he came out on stage, he started pumping up the crowd to get near him. Like he was the one, this is what I heard,
pretty much like pushing everyone to get closer.
This is all speculation, I don't know what the truth is. But supposedly that he was the one, because Sam like read an article. An article. And they were all pushing towards the front. And imagine you're like getting squished. Ah!
That was crazy.
But dude, they're saying people are pissed at him.
Right.
But the main thing is that people. Sorry, since I hit my elbow on the table, bro.
Oh. Well, this is the exact same table.
Bro, it is. Here. This is like the same. Because we're actually. Doing this episode somewhere else this week. We had to do some temporary changes real quick. And it's funny, the table that we're using is actually
nearly
same, kind of the same table I have. But what was I saying about Travis Scott? That. So people are mad at him because people thought that he was doing... This was like a demonic thing.
Right.
Because all of the people... Let me turn up my... Because all of the people were like getting right, squished right, and he was right, like... Right. Just imagine, bro, like... But okay, look, I understand if it was right. Bad Bunny, Drake, yeah,
but Bad Travis Bunny, Scott.
But Travis Scott, bro, you're gonna die at a Travis. That's a worse way.
Yeah,
to
I'd rather
die,
go
man.
To watch freaking Seppi Ying.
What the hell is that, bro?
I don't know. Some like, I know there's people who like Travis Scott, like oh man, those goosebumps every time. Yeah.
And actually, that song's not that bad.
Yeah, that song's pretty
that's
good.
Actually a pretty good song.
Even
but we're talking about
a
needle in a haystack, you know.
Ooh. Like he probably can't even sing the song though. Well, and there was this video that I did find like really, like really like demonic. Like God, bro, he saw people like everyone. There was like freaking ambulance right there, and he was like. Yeah, he was like singing, like he was really watching everyone. Like he clearly saw like,
during this thing.
Yeah, and he's,
okay, what?
He like
what?
He saw like, there was like ambulances and there was like people like getting pulled out of the crowds, and he was like, look, he was just looking, and he was like singing, just like singing ad lib, like yeah, or whatever the freak he was doing, and it was I was like, damn, and maybe honestly, people need to understand that because people were saying, oh, people were screaming for help, but they didn't ignore. You're at a concert where they have.
Yeah, and you're sometimes, next to the speaker.
Sometimes, even, because I sing at a church, so sometimes even the monitors, I can't even hear myself when they're facing me. So what makes you think he's going to hear those people?
So I kind of low-key think he knew.
Maybe,
though.
Well, at this point, yeah, I do agree he's
some
an
kind
idiot.
Of weird
right.
Thing going on there.
But, yeah, there is something weird. Yeah, that's crazy. Like,
but, dude, come on. Bro, when I think Travis Scott, I think of...
Jake's part is golden.
Bro,
she's in love with who I am.
Yeah, yeah, Drake bro, is Drake. She's in love with who I am. Dude, forget about it, bro. But Travis Scott, bro? You died out of Travis? That's the worst death way to die, bro.
Yeah,
my respects
is.
To the people out there. But
right, we're not making fun of him. We're
no,
just like,
I'm making fun of him. But because yeah, right. Honestly, if you're going to a Travis Scott concert, you clearly have run out of things to listen to. No, I mean, I'm not hating on anyone that listens to him, but I really don't see why anyone would get excited to see him. Like, if it was like smoke and then Bad Bunny, baby.
Oh, like him rising off?
Bad Bunny, baby.
Dude, that's me, sick. Bro, that's sick.
But
bro.
Travis Scott. Come on. But yeah, bro. So that's something that... When did that happen?
This was like the day before yesterday. I know one of my friends... one of my friends went... Because there's also portions of the crowds that were fine. That's why...
What I'm imagining is all the people up front were the ones getting squished. No?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I know one of my friends was near the front and he was fine. Like, nothing bad happened.
One of your friends was at the concert.
Yeah, one of my friends went.
Dude, yeah, like, people at... How many people... I don't know. Sam's like in another... She knows. She's there's like what, like 18 deaths or something crazy.
There's
like
eight confirmed so far, but there's like more, way more injured and
hundreds. In the hundreds,
injured at least.
Injured, really, bro.
But there's eight confirmed.
What I was telling Sam is this, and maybe I'm wrong. Right. But if everyone is pushing toward squeezing you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I would do is because our legs are skinnier than our bodies, I'd actually go towards the floor. But Samson, no, that's the worst.
That's thing the worst. You're dumb, brothers. Like, if you
get trampled on.
Yeah, I saw this chick's video that she survived it, right? And she was like in one of those positions where she saw, like, she was so squished that like, she couldn't breathe. And she would look down and she would see someone completely laid down and getting, like, stepped on. And she was, like, seeing him. And there was a point where she tried to, like, try to cover him. But she was trying so hard. And then she eventually couldn't, like, cover him anymore. So he just kept getting stepped on him. Yeah. And she made it up, and I don't know if
you saw the video. But what I would have done is I would have jumped up and gotten on top of everyone.
Someone.
Yeah.
No, that's because if you lose balance and you fall, and you're screwed.
Because there's so many people, you're not going to fall. There is no space for you to fall. If there's that many people.
It's almost like you're crowd surfing.
Yeah, but at least you're not getting squished.
Right.
Yeah, you're, you know, nuts are in someone's face. But
it's not like everyone's like moving around, so you're going to be like... Exactly, bro. Exactly, bro.
God. Dude, did you guys, I know this is kind of moving on to the... Did you watch the Canelo fight yesterday? I actually missed it.
No, I was busy.
I was going to watch it, and I completely missed it. Right when we figured out that, oh, damn, the Canelo fight was like the seventh round or something. I'm not going to... How much was it?
How long did it go?
It's like $100, right?
I don't know, but when did it...
It's expensive, yeah. Like $100. I'm not gonna pay $100 when I'm in the eighth round. We're gonna watch three rounds.
Well, you have to pay to watch matches now.
You've always had to pay to
and watch for matches. Cable. No, you didn't have to watch.
You've all oh, every pay per view fight. No you've way. Always had to buy it, bro. Now no the way. The loophole is Azteca or whatever that Mexican channel is. Since we're here and we get that channel, you can actually see that fight on that channel because it's Mexican and they broadcast it there. But if you're in the U.S. and you're not in El Paso, and if you want to watch it in good quality, bro, not like... No, but if you want to watch it in HD, 4K, $100. I'm not going to pay $100 for three rounds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Dude, and then he knocked him out in the 11th round. Did you see it? It was like the 11th round. It was like maybe really wrong. Let me look it up real quick. But I know he.
But I've seen other stories. I saw how he got knocked out and stuff.
You did see how he got knocked out?
Yeah, there's like videos posted everywhere.
Bro, I haven't gone on the internet all day, bro.
Yeah, I've been on it all day. All day.
Canelo Alvarez stops Caleb 22. Bro, but that guy was the one that told him he's like. I don't know. He told him like something, motherfucker, or something like that, right? And then. Canelo got mad at him. Don't be talking about my mom.
All right, I do remember that. But that's like,
yes,
that's
classic. He wasn't talking about his mom. He was just calling her mother, whatever.
Right. It's because he probably doesn't.
He's like, don't be talking about my mother. But bro, in that lost translation, it was shut enough up. To piss him off to freaking beat this guy.
Shut
bro.
Up, you.
That's
super shut up, sissy. You.
It's a call. I was cutting my hair, bro, right now, and
are you cutting? You cut the top?
Yeah. No, it was really long, bro. Like, my hair gets really... 1 week later, it's, like, almost back to normal.
Yeah, that's why I stopped. Because there's a hairstyle that I like to do. And I think it's the one that Sam said that she liked. But after, like, a week, it starts growing. And it's like, forget it, bro. I'd rather kill myself.
But you got a little perm thing going there. Why don't you just re-perm it?
Yeah, I'm going to, but... I
feel you are like
going to
re-perm it?
Yeah, I'm just going to
re-perm it. You still have that smell? Come here. Let me see.
I don't know.
No, that perm. It's because when he did his hair at first, that perm. You know what a perm is, right? It's when it gets all curly, and it's had this smell like this. I don't know. I liked it. It's like the smell of some kind of chemical or something.
It's sulfur.
Oh God!
I swear, is sulfur. Because
it really? I smell. It's heroin, bro.
But I had it on me for a while, and in my COVID, like my in like
your COVID enhancements.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't smell good.
Do you want to explain to them why you call it COVID enhancements?
Okay. So ever since COVID, I lost my sense of taste and smell.
So those of you who don't know, because you kind of skipped it, I had COVID when?
Last year in October.
Okay.
So the way I figured out was my dad bought food and I realized I couldn't taste the food. Well, the first thing I realized is I put hand sanitizer on first. And I love smelling hand sanitizer. I just love
it. Dude,
it's
my
intoxicating,
favorite.
It's intoxicating, bro.
It's like the smell of gasoline, the smell of all that. I love it, bro. I don't know too, that smell.
And I went like that. I couldn't smell nothing.
No
and honestly,
way, bro.
I don't think COVID is what screwed me up. I think this is what screwed me up. I'm like, I can't smell it. So I'm like, and I know our sense of smell is what triggers our nose to stop
smelling.
Yeah,
like freaking you cleaned out your whole system.
Exactly. I feel like it messed it up when it did that. Because by not being able to smell it, I messed up like my nose or something. I was like, wow, that's weird. I can't smell it. And then
Can you smell it now?
Yeah, kind of.
So it's not the same?
It's not the same, no. Sharpies aren't the same. And I freaking love Sharpies. Expo markers smell like cancer, bro. I cannot.
Expo markers?
Expo markers?
Expo markers. But it's, I think some. Like, it smells like they go bad and it smells like.
No, but even regular ones, they smell nasty now. And those are my favorite smells, bro. One that I'm grateful that I can still smell is Clorox, bro. I freaking love
the smell. Well, that's
Clorox and Benol.
Bro, so when you get hand sanitizer and you go like this right now, it doesn't like you don't get that sensation, that burning sensation.
I don't remember. I'm not encouraging
anyone to do that, by the way.
Right. But ever since that, once I put the hand sanitizer, I was eating the food and I couldn't taste it. But it's really hard to realize that you can't taste it because you're still eating textures and you don't realize it. But Coke. I was like, I was drinking the Coke, and I was like, yo, what the freak? All I'm tasting is gassy water or liquid, and I realized I couldn't taste it.
But could you taste the gas?
Yeah, I could. Like, when you chug a Sprite, you have to stop because your throat's, like, burning. I mean, that's not sense
of
taste.
So that you would still feel.
Yeah.
That's the best part, though.
No, I hate that, bro. I hate that.
What?
And that's what I love when, this is probably bad, but I love, like, I don't do this on purpose, but let's say, like, I'll drink half a Sprite, and I wait, like, an hour and a half, and it's not as gassy, and I'm able to chug it. The Sprite, I love that version of the Sprite, where it's like kind of getting a little oldish, which is probably bad.
Yeah,
so
that's
anyways,
the worst.
So yeah, ever since that till now, well, after that, once I got my taste back, it wasn't fully back. Some things like tasted better. Like it's almost like I had my own personal sauce imprinted on my tongue. So whenever I ate popcorn, pizza, whatever the freak, I always had this sauce on my tongue that I would. It's almost like everything that I tasted kind of tasted the same because I had this like taste on my tongue, constant taste on my tongue. So when I ate a burrito, I still had that taste and that went away. So now, as of now, I still can't smell certain things. Like, you know, we remember we were getting cologne and I swear every cologne that I smelled smelled like Coca-Cola, bro. I couldn't smell any of them.
When we were at the mall?
Yeah. Yeah, I swear, almost all of them.
So at that point, you couldn't smell still?
Well, sometimes. Like, some things, like, but for some reason, the cologne, I just couldn't. All of them smell like Coca-Cola. So even till now, I cannot taste Coca-Cola that much.
What?
Or Sprite. But my sense of smell sucks, but if I smell something that's, like, Las Vegas, that smell, if I smell something and it's...
What smell?
Like, you know, when you go in there and you're walking the strip, it smells like AIDS, bro. Like, it's...
In Vegas?
Yes, bro.
What smells
or maybe
like
it's
AIDS?
Not to you. Maybe to me it just smelled bad because of my nose. And...
It smelled bad?
Yes, bro.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, freaking Up Dog, bro. It smelled terrible, bro.
What's
like,
Up Dog?
Mixed weed. Got you. Wait.
What is that?
What's that? So anyways...
But what does Michael? What does he say, Michael Scott? He's like, because he actually gets it, right?
He gets it. He's like, gotcha. He's like, oh, wait. He gets mad. And then Jim's like,
nothing. What's up with you?
How are you? That's what he's like.
Right. How are you?
He's like, and Jim's like, close. Which is from something you probably hate that, because you freaking hate him.
No, there's times where Jim, his reactions are funny.
Yeah. Like,
But it's when he's being an asshole when it's not funny, bro.
Yeah, really. So that sense of smell thing. I smell things. Once I smell something, I can have that smell in my nose for 3 weeks. So that Las Vegas smell, after we came from Las Vegas, I smelled that.
I still don't know what smell
I
that
smelled
is,
that in my nose for a month.
Is it like
the
smell
month.
Of cigarettes?
Smell of cigarettes, weed, freaking incest, like all these smells, bro. I don't know, bro. It just smelled terrible.
What does incest smell like, bro?
Cause I might want to get in on that train home, Alabama.
Train home, Alabama.
Yeah, so that's why.
So okay, so you're saying the Las Vegas smell what?
Like AIDS. So I had that smell imprinted on my nose after we left for like 3 weeks. I had that smell in my nose.
So now where are you at with your senses?
Right now, I'm still in that position. If I smell something and it smells bad, like I'll smell it for 3 weeks in my nose. It'll be stuck in my nose for three weeks.
So if I throw
but
up right now
on
the table.
But if it's not, it has to be like an incense. Like that, there's an incense.
I thought you were going to say incense again, bro.
Like
there has
this,
to be an ant in a goddamn.
I know what it is, but at work, they love incense, bro. They love putting these incenses, bro.
You know what? I almost was going to quit. If I didn't quit before, I was going to quit because of the damn smell in there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, there's one incense.
It's too strong, bro.
Yeah, and that one
it's
time.
It's really nasty, bro.
Like
it's
before you
gross.
Left. Before he left, there was an incense, and that incense was in my nose, and I went home for like 4 weeks until I guess I got used to it and it went away.
No, but honestly, I would leave work and get home and still smell it on myself, bro. I hate that smell.
Yeah, I hated it, bro.
It's like Sam, bro. She'll have like 28 plugins. What the hell does it smell like in here? And she likes to combine, you know, flavors. It smells like roast beef, man. No, but... Dude, I was gonna tell you something about my haircut, and then you talk about your COVID enhancements.
No, you just bring up my COVID enhancements.
No, you brought up your COVID enhancements.
No, you brought it up because you were talking
Yo, I
about,
heard that. There's an echo. Yeah, that was like a reverb. There.
Because you brought up.
It's like, ladies okay. and gentlemen. Yeah. All right, continue.
Oh, you're talking about, no, okay, you were talking about your hair. Go about your hair.
No. It's because I was cutting my hair, dude. And have you ever... Okay, what kind of person are you? When you go to get a haircut, do you sit there and... Are you like the one that talks? Do you like to talk? I hate talking.
I hate small talk.
Dude.
But I would never like...
And big talk.
I would never be like, hey, how are you? Like, I would never start the small
talk.
Yeah,
you're not the one mouthing off. Only
if
you're answering questions.
But if you start it off, I'm okay with it. It's like, all right, whatever.
Because I feel like sometimes the hairdressers or whatever you want to call them... They talk to you because they feel weird and they wanna not I don't know they feel like they want you to talk to them. They feel like you want the hairdresser to talk to.
That's an advertising technique, I think.
No, like it's awkward. Like it's like
zzz, zzz.
So
I'm
out of not being awkward, they'd be like, so yeah, so what do you mean? Right?
Yeah, so. But so for you always gotten like supercuts. You've never went to like just a random Mexican place.
Not a.
I'm a type of guy who
hell no, bro.
Give,
I don't trust. No
I don't give a damn.
I'm sorry.
About my haircuts.
I know we're Mexicans are in my blood, but I don't trust no damn Mexicans fucking my hair, bro. And what I mean by that is because we're all Hispanic, right? Obviously, we're all Mexicans.
Right.
But I'm talking about the Rosalinda who's 45 years old and has 17 buns. You know, like don't let her cut your hair, bro.
Like, but
if she's 30 or 35 younger max. 40 or younger, max.
Yeah.
My girl that cuts my hair, she's like 30-something. I think 40-something. But she looks young, bro, and everything. And she's...
Bikini-ish.
I literally walk in. Hey, Daniel, come in. And I'll sit down. And she's like, how much off the top? Just cut it more this time because it's too long. Mm. And boom, she knows what I want on my sides, the fade, everything. Boom. She gives me like... She puts a top... Because it's I go to Sport Clips and they like give you like...
Oh, the one you took me to that one time.
Yeah, bro. And then they... And then at the end, she puts a towel here and...
Oh, yeah.
Me, bro. Like,
oh, that's good.
So that's where I go.
But me, I honestly don't give a damn about my haircuts. But, like, I can go to Juarez.
You don't care if someone
fine.
Messes up your hair.
If some, yeah, but to me, they don't mess up my hair. It's really hard for me to even care that they do. Like,
no, bro, I'm super picky, dude.
Yeah, so I go to freaking the worst places, I'm sure. But right now, I forgot where, because I got a perm and she cut my hair there. And honestly, it was.
Hey, how does
there.
The perm work? Okay, well, before I ask you that.
Okay.
The reason I'm telling you this is because I'm the kind of person I walk in, they will cut my hair. Please don't talk to me. But if you have to, fine. Okay, fine.
I think it's. Okay.
But that's how I am. I'm not the guy like, yeah, so the other day I killed a goddamn. Like, that's not me, bro.
Yeah.
So I was sitting next to this guy. So the girl that cuts my hair. She knows me, bro. Like, she's been cutting my hair for a while, over a year, couple, I mean, over a year at least. She's been, so she knows me. Mm. So there's, to some degree, there's some confidence or comfort there, like, where she won't talk if she doesn't feel to, like, and I won't, and we can both be quiet, and it's fine, because she knows me, and I'm more quiet. Right, yeah. So the guy next to me, there was this other chick cutting his hair, but he was one of those guys, bro, that just doesn't shut up, dude. Doesn't shut his mouth, bro. Like, he's like, yeah, so, he was being, at first it was like, okay, at first it was just random regular stuff. I'm trying to think, like, of what he could have said, like,
how's your day?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, so I got, oh, yeah, bro, he was like, oh, yeah, so I got a family, yeah, today, actually, I was cleaning my yard, and then, dude, imagine him hearing this, bro.
I would have killed myself.
I go to cut my hair to relax, you know, not to hear some dude talk about his day, but he was, like, talking about, like, yeah, so I was, you know... Every time I do that, bro, I feel like I'm going to go, wait.
Well, yeah, the other time I was cutting the grass.
Yeah, yeah, he was doing that, bro. I was cutting the grass, you know, and then today I had to go build... I was thinking to myself, like, I wonder if he's trying to flex a little bit. Because he was like, yeah, you know, I had to go clean some cabinets and I rebuilt some myself. I was
washing my Lambo.
He was like, it took me 8 hours yesterday and I woke up really early and did another 8 hours and I just took care of it, you know, that's... Just get it done myself, you know. And the girl's like, oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
And then so I'm kind of in a hurry because I need to wash my Lamborghini.
And so these are, it's crap, right? It's conversation means nothing. But then he started to get weird, bro. And then, like, my hairstylist was like, she was even whispering to me, bro. Like, because this is my head, right? This mic.
Your hairstylist.
I'm the hairstylist. And the other person is sitting next to her, so she would come like, and she would be like, hey, this guy's getting weird, right? Yeah, yeah, bro. Because, bro, he'd be like, you know what would be weird?
That's how you know a dumb question's gonna come out, bro.
Because I guess the hairstylist had covered, like, put her hand, like, she was reaching for something, and I guess, has that ever happened where their hand is, like, in your face for the moment or something? Yeah. And he's like, you know, it'd be weird. Has anyone ever done anything weird? Like, what if they lick you, bro?
That's kind of weird, bro.
Super weird, bro. And then the girl that was cutting his hair, she was like, "Oh yeah, God,
I quit.
This guy, I quit." And then my hairstylist, her name's, I'm not gonna reveal her name because it's not exclusive.
All right, okay,
but. Yeah, dude, and she was like, this guy's being weird, like, he's like, que si ya se calle, que se vaya, like, because she's one of those that speaks Spanish to you, and then she'll speak English, like, yeah, the other way, stay, está,
like, Spanglish,
like, bro, she does it fast, I can't, como I can't, are you, I can't do, como are you,
how estás, bro, that's like a little too,
bro, so he got weird, bro, and I was just like, and then he eventually got up and left, but dude, like, that's weird, that, why, that's, and I'm telling you, and this guy was telling her, yeah, and I got a baby, he's one, they're one, you know, what do they care, whatever, but yeah, now my wife's pregnant again, and I was like,
you should write a book about this.
Bro, but yeah, he started like to talk, and I'm just like, I was wondering to myself, because the reason I'm saying this is I know he was hitting on her, but he's
like kind of like flirting.
He's hitting on her, but he's telling her he's married. Does that make sense?
It could be
like if you're gonna hit on her, isn't that the last thing you want to talk about? Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, I was cutting the grass, and my biceps were oily. Well,
there's also guys who like. Who don't want to lie. They want to tell the truth and see if they can still get the girl.
Damn. Rather than lying
to
the girl.
To see if the girl is also that kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're putting it out there, but you're also putting this out there to see, like, what kind of...
Exactly, right. I think that's what that guy was probably doing.
But it was weird, bro. Because he's one of these muscle...
God.
Thick, like, Martin Lawrence says, big... muscle thickened motherfuckers that can't turn around and whack their own ass, Mike.
Can't even raise her hand, bro. John Cena.
You know where that's from, right? From Bad Boys? She likes big, thick... Because he's talking about his sister. The first one? Bad Boys 2. Where he's like, yeah, my sister's got a boyfriend. And then he doesn't know that Mike or Will Smith is actually the boyfriend of his sister. he's like, why, what's wrong? And then Martin Lawrence is like, yeah, yeah, I don't know. She's just attracted to some dumb motherfuckers. She's attracted to these thick, muscle, thick head motherfuckers that can't even turn around to wipe their own ass, yeah. Mike. And then
he's like, that's when she's like on the corner, right? Like just like sitting by herself. They're like on a boat or something. Not on a boat, but they're like...
No, that's when he finds out that they're together, when they're on the boat. When he's wearing like a do-rag and something like that.
No, I don't remember, but...
Well, anyway, that's where I got that from. But yeah, dude, I just wanted to mention that, bro, because I was super weirded out. I just wanted to get out of there.
It sounded like freaking... There's like a lot of weird dudes out there, bro. Like the freaking... Another episode... about that guy who was stalking me in his car, bro, and he took a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's...
That's the guy that was weird, did he ever reach out to you on Facebook?
No. Nah, I'm just kidding.
All right, guys. So we want to do this thing where Isaac pulled up some
dumb tweets.
Some dumb tweets, and we just wanted to put it out there. We wanted to see what kind of stupid people are existing these days. Actually, the reason these stupid tweet subjects always makes us laugh. We would always watch Idiots of the Internet.
Yeah.
With Joe Sanagab. That man.
Dude. So I want to give our own input to this. Okay. First one. People born in 2003.
Okay, hold on. Who tweeted this? And
their names are covered off. Okay. Yeah, they're even their picture.
So for confidentiality, is that right? Yeah. For confidential reasons of dude. Okay. Please continue.
Okay. People born in 2003 are 23 now. That's crazy. And that was posted last year, bro. So that's even more further away than what the freak you were trying to say, bro.
Dude, how are they 23, bro?
I don't know, bro.
Let's see, 2003 to 2013, that's 10 years.
They're like probably going to turn 18 this year.
It would have to
year.
Be 2023 for it to be... Or what, how much was it? what was the tweet again?
People born in 2003 are 23 now.
Oh, yeah. So
no.
It would have to be 2026.
I was born in 2002, and I'm 19. No, so.
It would have to be 2026.
Probably, yeah. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I don't know, but her calculation is way off, bro.
Oh, my. Bro, there's a follow-up, bro. I didn't read it. And then one of the comments says, American girls are really stupid in real life. And she put, I'm not American, I'm Arizonian.
Oh my god.
Bro, that's next level stupid.
That is next level stupidity, bro. I'm not American, I'm Arizonian? Nah, that's fake, bro. There's no way someone is that stupid. Well, when have you ever heard that phrase? Arizonian?
That's probably is a thing, like...
That's not a thing.
I think El Pasoian is a thing too. I swear it is. El Pasoian, that is a thing.
Texan, Californian,
but I think.
But Arizonian.
Arizonan.
Arizonan.
There's no I in happiness.
Is that you're reading another one?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just giving me some knowledge. I was like, oh, he's the emperor.
I guess that's not that stupid, but.
Oh, is that the whole tweet?
But for to tweet something like that, that's really stupid. There's no I in happiness. I mean, it would be if you spelled it right. I mean...
Yeah, it's... There's what? One in there, right? Happiness.
I thought you said penis, bro. Because you're happy. I don't know. I was like...
I'm happy for penis? Oh! What is it that... What is it that Dwight says that... Her lips are cancer and his legs are penis. Or like, he says something weird like that. Or was it... Was it Creed? It was Dwight.
Say it again?
He says something like, something, and his legs are penis. Like, it didn't make sense what he said.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
It was probably an extended version, because I'm still watching those.
No, it's not an extended version. All right, keep going, and I'll find the tweet.
Why is there a birthday candle for zero if nobody turns zero? He's so stupid. I mean, you're right. Maybe because 20, 30, 40. Oh my god. This one's. Bro, there's like a billion of them, and I don't think we're going to be able to stop, bro. Yeah, there's this one that says.
I can't find it, but I'll.
Yes,
find
I'm it. Vegan. Yes, I eat meat. We exist.
Okay, say that again.
Yes, I'm vegan. Yes, I eat meat. Yes, we exist. Vegans don't eat meat, man.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Exactly.
Vegans, I think vegans just eat, like, vegetables?
They eat paper?
Because I know there's different ones, brother. There's vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian. There's,
I think, strictly meat. You can't eat meat, but...
Pescatarian eat, like, chicken and fish, but no red meat. And then...
Vegan... No dairy, anything that has to do with animals, you can't eat.
Vegan has nothing to do with animals. So what if an animal poops it out? Is that still wrong? Or can't come from an animal? Nothing.
Well, I don't know.
Of course, poop. We're not eating crap, right? So
I don't know what this person is referring to, though.
So yes. Like a vegan won't drink milk.
No, they can't even drink milk, it was Oreo cookies.
Even though the animal's fine, you know, he's like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Idiots.
I mean, that's what the things are there for, you know. It's not like, huh, I wonder what those contraptions are. No, it's for you to tug at it.
I'm not trying to be weird, but what if the cows like it? Like, what if
what if they do like it?
Yeah, you don't know that.
You never know.
There's no way it's painful. Or
maybe I do. Goddamn.
God. Yeah, because there's someone out there who figured this out, bro. Like, what does this do?
Like, who, dude? How did they figure out that the cow has milk, bro? Who's this nasty son of a gun in there? He was like, "Yo, mom,
get this cereal."
Not bad.
Cereal.
But yeah, think about it. Who was the nasty that the first guy that discovered milk? Well, obviously it was Adam. Right,
probably. Did Adam have a belly button, or did Eve have one? Because not like she hatched from Adam.
Well, is there a scar on Adam's ribs?
Maybe. Never know. Just like maybe there is. How dinosaurs looked.
Do you? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Dude, I'm at a point where fossils and all this, right? But do you believe that dinosaurs existed?
I didn't know this, but we completely created or estimated how dinosaurs looked.
Right. It's a complete assumption of based on bones.
The noise,
but
too.
Everything. How do we get that from that? Like,
some idiot told me.
I don't know what dinosaur was supposed to.
I think it was Jacob who told me this. Like, oh no, they know how they roar because they get their bones and they feel the vibrations of their bones.
God, bro,
maybe that's right, bro. That's, but I swear, whoever told me that is freaking high on freaking whatever the freak.
Dude, it's not.
But I'm sure it's whoever created it. It's like a T Rex sounds like an elephant. Mixed up with like a...
Well, it's not that it sounds like it. That's what Steven Spielberg decided to do. He decided to get the sound of an elephant. And then all these other sounds. Car sounds and boat sounds. I don't know. I heard a bunch of sounds. Elephant being one. God, I almost freaking passed on.
Yeah, so I believe... I mean, the fossils... I'm sure those were animals. But I don't think we're perceiving them in the right way as how they actually were.
Do you think we're way off?
Probably, yeah. Because I've seen that there's fossils that we've tried to estimate, or I've seen fossils of animals that they look, you would not guess them to look how they actually look.
Well, because they say that, for example, a lot of animals that we have already, like certain alligators and snakes and fish that have been around since the Jurassic period or the Cretacean, the Croatian period. So it's around, right? Croatian period. So... that they've been around since then, certain animals that we still see today. So it just makes me wonder, like, how do we know? How do we know that they were really... And how do we know an asteroid came and...
Yeah, bro, how?
And, you know, what's going on there? Because...
And how the freak... Maybe there's an ecological explanation, but I really want to know how the freak someone dig so far down that they know they came up with a theory that the Big Bang... Like, how?
Yeah, that's
just idiots.
I don't
understand idiots. That, bro. I don't
now, here's
understand
this.
That.
Like, this is kind of getting into, like, almost religion in kind of way. But in the beginning, we assume God... Okay, we are told God created the earth and he created man, right?
Right.
But if he created us, you know, he created the world first and all that, and then he created man. But according to scientists, dinosaurs did not exist during with men. Was there, but there was no, there's no period that I'm aware of that where there were no humans on the planet. Unless there was like millions of years of a gap between the fourth and seventh day, you know, that. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like a, some kind of time continuum and gap or something. But how does that make sense? If God created us in the beginning with the world, like he made the world, the animals and beasts, and then he made us. So where were the dinosaurs? Dinosaurs come in.
The dinosaurs. That sounded
weird. Where do the dinosaurs come in?
I don't
know. You see, that's like, I don't know.
It's a little, you know.
And then I saw, I was, because I'm always reading these articles, and supposedly they're trying to do what they did in Jurassic World, dude. They're trying to revive, create a dinosaur using their parts of their DNA and replacing it with some other reptile's DNA. I don't know if it was like spider DNA. No, not, they're not reptiles.
Like an amphibian.
Some
like
kind of, snake. Yeah, some kind of reptilian animal. And they're filling those gaps in the genetic code. Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah, the little ball.
The little freaking. It's a DNA. What a ball guy.
Well, like he's like made up of like 80 balls, rainbow
balls. Yeah, it's his DNA strand.
Yeah, I call them balls. Dana. You never heard Dana? You never seen Madea?
No, which one out of the 50 movies she has?
I don't know.
Or he.
Damn. There's, I don't know. I think they just call it Dana instead of DNA.
Oh, Dana!
What do you think I said?
I don't know. That's just saying a random name.
No, that's what they call it, Dana.
Oh, I call it
DNA. Because they're idiots. They don't know.
Okay, let's see how smart you are. What does DNA stand for?
Detention. Tabernacular.
What? What? What the hell, dude?
Bro, I didn't know my head was.
Not only was that not a word, it didn't even start with N, bro. Like, I
don't. And there's no T, bro. I don't know. I don't know.
Damn.
What is it stand for?
You give up?
All right. Yeah, I give up. There's
deoxyribonucleic acid.
What the freak, bro? How? I would never guess that. You probably wouldn't.
Oh, I'm sure that's certain. You surgeon, you know that, right?
No, he didn't know that, bro.
He takes people's blood and
pretty
everything,
sure
bro.
No one.
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Tamoxifen-barbabutanol.
All right, next tweet.
I ran into a glass door. I think I might have a Caucasian.
What is that supposed to mean?
You made concussion.
Oh my god. I'm gonna have a Caucasian.
Well, he,
what are you gonna name him?
Like, what? He's either that stupid or actually does have a concussion, bro. Freaking
Caucasian. I'm a Caucasian. Well, congratulations.
God, let me find another one, bro. Let me find one. God. My joints hurt really bad. I think I have arthritis.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah. I've heard that one on
the arthritis, yeah.
Arthritis.
Freaking bone apple teeth.
Bone app the nip.
Or bone. Joan cracked the meat.
Joan cracked the meat.
Goodbye, America. Hello, New York. Dude, I don't understand, bro. I don't understand.
Bro, I remember bro. when he reacted to that one. He was like, hello, America. No, goodbye, America. Hello, New York. And then he says,
good night.
What does he say?
Good night, you.
Good night, you asshole.
Dude, I forgot. Someone that I follow posted something like, not like, but a dumb D on her story. Dumb thing on her story. And she put, if you don't know the difference between your and your, you're retarded. And she put it the wrong way.
Bro. Dude, damn.
And I was like, is this a joke? And I knew it wasn't a joke because she took it down like 5 minutes after. I was like, God, bro. Jesus, bro. I think that's the most embarrassing thing, bro.
That's the downfall of our society.
Exactly. Begin.
All right, dude, real quick. Let's talk about these new movies that were previewed. Okay, here's a question. Have you ever seen Buzz Lightyear Star Command?
Is that a show or what?
No, it's the name of the movie.
No.
You've never seen...
There's a Buzz Lightyear movie?
Buzz Lightyear Star Command. Is that what it's called? Maybe I'm not calling
it. Bro, there's right. A movie of Buzz?
Bro, are you kidding me, bro?
Maybe I have. There's actually a whole... Is it a cartoon or is it look toyish?
No, it's a cartoon. It does. It's not animated. Yeah, it's not an animation like from the movie.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear of Star Command.
I think I have, maybe.
Bro, and then you don't remember this little freaking guy that would follow? Remember
that? No, I don't remember that. I do remember seeing that, though. That looks really familiar.
Bro.
Because it's Buzz.
So, okay, so apparently the Buzz Lightyear in the Toy Story universe is based on the real Buzz Lightyear.
Which is what this show
is. Which was what that movie was supposed to be. Well, that's really Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear, the Star Command, Star Command. Right?
So it's just
This new Buzz that's coming up, no idea. I don't know if it's the same concept or if he doesn't. Because if you've seen the trailer, bro, it doesn't look like the cartoon or who Buzz Lightyear was, where he shoots lasers and he flies.
He's just a regular guy.
This guy's just a freaking astronaut. From what I can tell, I don't see him. It showed his suit in the one of the previews.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. It doesn't show his wings. He doesn't shoot things or fly. You can't fight. What does he say? You can't.
I forgot Woody. What he says. Yeah, Woody says something.
Yeah,
he's like, I'll fly in this. I'll fly with my eyes closed. And actually, he doesn't. But he doesn't really fly.
No. I'm talking about where they're under the.
All right, of that part, bro.
Which one?
When they're fighting, bro. I forgot what he says, but he says something hilarious, bro.
Oh yeah, when they're under the trailer, before they get in the Pizza Planet car.
Yeah, dude, I love that.
But he's like, "You're not a space ranger. You can't fight aliens, shoot lasers, or fly." That's what he says.
No, there's another part that is like really funny to me.
You
like,
are a sad.
You're a sad, short little man.
You're a short, sad little man. And he freaking
leaves. There's something Woody says, bro. I freaking love Woody in that episode because he's so like narcissistic, like Michael Scott almost.
Yeah, he's a Michael Scott for sure, bro.
And that's why.
But in that scene, what does he say?
I don't know what he says, bro. But it was funny. It's like,
oh, Buzz
says something, and he's like, oh yeah, and then he starts saying all this stupid stuff.
Oh yeah, he's like, oh yeah, with that whole scene.
Also, the scene where like he's mocking Buzz, like, oh my god. You think you're really Buzz Lightyear? Hey guys, look!
It's the real Buzz Lightyear!
Like, Buzz looking at it, where? And then he laughs like your stupid laugh.
That what?
He's like, hey, Buzz looking at it. And he's like, where?
Yeah,
and
Buzz looking at it, where?
And I've seen like a lot of memes, bro, of that, like.
Yo, there's a lot of. Oh yeah, no, the meme that you're talking about is where they're. We're in Toy Story 2 in the beginning. It's from Toy Story 2 where they're in the beginning and Woody can't find his hat and Buzz Lightyear has his helmet back. Then Woody's all stressed out and then Buzz gets Woody. He's like, "Don't worry, Woody. This time tomorrow you're gonna be around the campfire making some delicious hot schmoes."
No, I remember.
You mean s'mores?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that.
That's that meme that where he says, "Look everywhere," and then people make a bunch of memes of that.
No, that's not the one I saw. It's like a literal idiots sexual. Everywhere.
Which one?
That's a little sexual meme, bro.
Which one are you talking
like
about?
That scene was like, Buzz, like an alien, and he starts laughing. Because when he laughs, and that's
oh, yes, that's also another story, meme, yeah.
He's like laughing like gay, bro. Like, like he's mourning, bro, in the laugh, bro. In the actual movie, it sounds like he. So that's, there's like, someone.
Woody sounds made, like that.
Yeah. If you watch it again,
Tom Hanks.
Really sounds like that. Yeah, Tom Hanks. Exactly, bro. Almost like that. So they made a meme of like. Of him like humping Buzz, bro, like, but it's like a cartoon. I was like, God,
dude,
it's like
can
a little
they
parody.
Have sex, bro?
No, bro. Disney didn't do it themselves. It was just an animation that these group of idiots made.
I wonder if. Never mind.
God, yeah, I wonder that too. No. There's like a paradox. I don't know if you've seen Toy Story 4 recently.
You're gonna be like, I don't know if you've seen Toy Story 2. Like, God damn, man.
No, 4, but. There's like a
dude,
scene
honestly,
where
4 was very forgettable for me. I really did.
Yeah, it was until I saw it again. It's rememberable.
What happens in...
What's
the paradox that you can tell me about?
Oh, so in that movie, there's no pain. Like, animals. The toys don't feel pain. There's times where Woody gets stepped on and, like, rubbery. He doesn't feel the pain. And there's Bo Peep loses on her arms. Like, all that happens all the time.
So but in
the
first, you're saying they don't feel pain?
Yeah. But in the first Toy Story, there's like a scene where Woody's fighting Buzz under the trailer, and like he freaking clamps his hand under the hinges, and he's actually feeling pain. So I don't understand.
So that, I think they're only allowed to feel pain when they're awake.
No. Because in I'm telling you, in Toy Story 4, she lost Bo Peep. She lost her arm while she was awake. Because Woody pulled it off.
But it didn't hurt.
No, it didn't hurt. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly, but it hurt in Toy Story 1 when Woody and Buzz were fighting.
Yeah, but I'm saying is, perhaps they feel pain, but not to the same kind. This is all speculation. No, this is made up.
I'm sure Toy Story decided to change the rules, I'm sure.
Well, because if an arm pops out of the socket, right? Well, it's made to do that, right?
No, it's not.
But if you tear, because he didn't feel the tear either, really, no. Right?
Oh, and then his whole arm came off. Like, not only that, his whole arm came off, bro.
So the paradox is what? That they don't feel pain, but they do feel pain?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. I don't understand that. Like, what the freak? Like, I'm just wondering. Do they feel pain or do they not? Like.
I don't think they do feel pain, but it's the same thing. Like if you're punching me, like, this doesn't hurt, right?
Right.
But if, the helmet closes on you, like in that scene you're talking about, where right. It's like, it's going to bother you, right?
No, Bo Peep got her arm pulled off. It's made out of glass, and she had to tape it. It's not like a joint here. Like,
I'm talking about the scene where he's fighting Woody under the chair.
Right, so he feels pain there. But how does Bo Peep not feel? It's just okay. That happens all the time.
Because it's made to.
No, it's not, bro. It's not made to.
Why is it not made?
So let's say it's made to. It'll probably be like right here. But this, it's like she's made out of like glass almost. And this
part, Bo Peep is made out of. She's made out of like a
fiber,
like some kind of something like that. Is it fiberglass?
Ceramic. No, ceramic.
Ceramic. Yeah, ceramic. Like the same like material from like tile, right?
Or like a vase.
Or a vase. Yeah, no, she's made out of that. Yeah, yeah, like a vase. It's ceramic, yeah. So her arm breaks. Bro, here's the thing. Now that we're talking about Toy Story really quick, I was telling you, I don't like that they changed the animation. But let's say they did. Okay, fine. My perception of everyone is a little bit different, but they're the same. Woody looks the same. Mostly, right? Right. The face looks like the one from the Disney Store. Freaking, I hate it.
Oh, I hate the Disney Store faces.
And that's the Woody from Toy Story 4.
No, it's not, bro.
Dude, that was part of it. They literally made all the Toy Story 4 characters look like their toys in real life. That's why Buzz looks like the way he does. That's why Woody literally looks like the Woody you buy at Disney Store. It looks like the same. It doesn't look like the old school Woody or the old school style. The one that makes you want to buy the toys. Yeah, like, like when Buzz is standing on the bed in the first movie.
I don't know. He doesn't mesmerize me as much as a toy. He's cool, but he doesn't mesmerize me as a toy. I don't know what he does. What? I don't know why.
Bro, I was all about Buzz. But anyway, I don't like that they changed the animation. But let's say they did. Okay. To some degree, they're the same. Bo Peep, dude?
Yeah.
It's not a different animation, personality. Bro. It's a completely different person. What happened to the Bo Peep we knew? Is she gone? And this
as far as I know, bro, she was like a kind of
with
like
the Illuminati.
He was kind of like a hoe in the Toy Story 1, bro. Because she was kissing Woody, and then when they found Buzz, she was like, "I found my moving buddy." God. She actually says it, bro.
She wants to get plowed.
And that's weird, bro, because she actually mentions that in Toy Story 4. Oh, hey, Buzz, my moving buddy. Which I was like, bro.
Damn.
I don't know what Bo Peep's weird, bro.
I found my moving buddy.
That's how she says it after he was flying.
Yeah, he's like.
Oh, dude. What I like what Woody does when
can.
I found
my movie.
Oh, bro, and I saw Toy Story 1, bro, and the part where like the rocket's about to explode and he starts flying, dude. I wanted to cry, bro. I saw it recently, bro.
It's cool, right?
I was about to cry, bro. I was like, bro, that brings back so many memories, bro.
Bro, isn't it cool?
Like they're just toys, but they're and then.
Buzz, we're gonna explode! Not today! And then he's falling, and then.
Buzz, look! We're flying!
He's like, we're not flying, we're falling, with style, bro! Toy Story 1, bro, yeah, bro. The best, bro. The best Toy Story. Toy Story 2, good. But not as good as Toy Story 1.
Yeah,
Toy Story 3, even garbage, Toy Story 2, bro. They kind of changed Toy Story 3 to me is like The Last Jedi, bro. It's a horrible movie,
I like
dude.
Toy Story 4 more. Toy Story 4. It's because it's really hard to grasp.
Yeah, I like 4 more than 3.
It's really hard to grasp.
I hate 4 still, though, but I still like it more than 3.
It's hard to grasp the fact that he's not with Andy. That's a really big thing. I know they eventually have to move on, but I think them being with
But
Andy,
you know what? I think for the sake of nostalgia and preserving something that's really good...
They took that out. That way we show,
if it's Toy Story 4... And in real life, it's been 20 years. Who cares? Do Toy Story 4 like it's
the next day, bro. Exactly, bro.
Toy Story 3. Why do we have to lose that just because everyone's old?
Yeah.
Like, why can't you preserve the story? Oh, Andy's now Andy. Like, or make a TV something, bro. Like, why throw it all out the window just because most of us are gonna die?
But also, but like, you know, even in Toy Story 3 to 4, I didn't like them because they changed Andy's face, bro.
I don't remember Andy, what I think he looks of like.
Is from 1 and 2. It's like, it's kind of, his eyes are small.
Yeah, like Sid, but not so evil looking.
Yeah, but in the second one, he doesn't look like that at all.
Oh, and then did you see that Sid was the guy throwing out the garbage or something like that?
Yeah, that guy, the garbage guy with the shirt.
Yeah. So, now here's my other question for you. Did you ever see Clifford?
Yeah,
the TV show?
I loved it,
bro. Dude, I honestly was addicted to that. Watching Clifford, Dragon Tales. I would watch Arthur. Did you guys ever watch Arthur?
Dude, I don't remember much of Arthur.
Bro, so did you watch Clifford?
Yeah.
Do you remember the theme song?
No, I don't. I don't remember.
Do you want me to make your brain explode?
Yeah, do it.
Me and Clifford and Emily. Na 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 na.
It's Clifford.
There's another part. I just don't know.
Dude, but Clifford... Because there was a lot of points where he was a small dog. I swear there was a lot of parts...
He was big the whole time.
No, there was parts where he was small. I remember because he had like a dog
theme,
friend.
The theme song, he's little and then it shows where he's big. That's the
right,
theme song.
And he had an owner and she had like a big, huge house for him and she would...
I don't remember.
But I do remember, like, there was a dog, her pink, there was, like, Clifford's friend was, like, a pink poodle. I do remember that.
Oh, yeah. Emily Elizabeth, and then freaking that was the owner, right? Freaking blonde hair.
And that was PBS, right?
That was PBS,
I think. Did you watch Maya and Miguel?
It's Maya. It's Miguel. Brother and sister and best friends as well.
Oh, damn, I don't remember that. Dude,
honestly, wasn't a huge fan of Miami Girl. Like, when it would come on, I'd be like, all right, I guess.
Yeah, but it's nostalgic now. But yeah, back now then, it's nostalgic. I really could have cared less.
Yeah, but when I was watching it at the time, I was like, okay, I really would. Like, I my favorite was Arthur, bro. Did you ever watch?
Oh, I don't remember much of it.
Bro, Arthur was the best show, dude.
I watched Caillou.
Caillou, bro. You're talking about Disney Junior, bro.
that's PBS. Caillou.
Is it?
Yeah, that's where it is. It is, bro. I'll search it up right now. Cyber Chase.
Hey, how much time are we at?
Caillou.
Right, like 10 minutes.
Caillou. I spelled it completely wrong.
Magic School Bus. Caillou is C. Oh, Magic School Bus, dude.
Bro,
but
that wasn't something I saw on TV. It was, they would put it in school.
No, Magic School Bus came out on like ABC or Kids or something, right? PBS Kids.
But like
PBS Kids, really?
But I never watched it as that. I thought it was more of people made it for school. So that's the only times I saw it was when they would put it in school.
Okay, let me tell you
those
this.
Are fun, bro.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Boo, that's nostalgic, but I don't remember.
Now that's a good show.
I don't remember nothing from it, bro. I do remember watching it like a lot. Dude, I loved
before it. When we used to play Game Boy, like, dude, I've always played like Nintendo handheld, always, that. Dude. And they used to do this where they would put movies or shows in a cartridge, dude. And you would legit, like, it would be a Courage the Cowardly Dog, like, it would have like 3 episodes, right? Or something. And you would put it in your Game Boy.
You can watch it?
And you would turn on and you can watch the episode.
That's true. Oh, that's
yeah,
sick.
And there were gray cartridges. Yeah. You know, like the ones that were dark gray, right? The games?
Yeah.
Well, these were light gray. They were light gray and you can watch the show. Dude. And I remember, you think you had the Curse one, dude. I don't know. One of my friends had it. And he let me borrow it. And I would...
Dude, I miss that, bro. The feeling of putting it in. God. The feeling of putting in that... Yeah. Dude, that was the best feeling in the world, bro.
Or, dude, like when it wasn't working and then you blew it, and then you stuck it on the Game Boy and it would click.
Oh, like, it would click perfect in place. And there's this one time where I licked the part, and it was tasting nasty. I regretted it, but...
Hey, do you remember ever playing Mario versus Donkey Kong?
Yes, bro.
On our Game Boy?
I love it, bro. Dude. I remembered it. Because I was the type of guy where I really liked playing that game. So I got an emulator on my phone, and I played that game again. I don't have them anymore.
Yeah, it's on an
emulator. It was a long time ago.
But. Yeah, I heard they're rumored to add it to Switch Online. Because the 64 is now on the Switch Online.
Of course.
So now you can play like several 64 titles and the animal... whatever. Okay, let me ask you this. Recess.
Buffs.
Did you ever watch Recess?
Recess? That That's so a show?
You never saw Recess, bro. With the dude the dude with the huge huge afro hair, and then that was him. That was Recess. No, that's Hey Arnold.
That's Hey Arnold.
The Recess has the dude with the braces, right?
Or the chick with the cap, the red cap.
Yes. The white dude, the little white short guy with the red cap. Yeah.
And then the fat dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the chubby. You see it? Yeah, those dudes.
This guy looks familiar.
That was up to par with.
This guy looks familiar.
What was his name?
And that chick looks familiar.
Dude, she reminded me of Ruby, bro.
God.
She would remind me of Ruby because of her face and her glasses.
Our mom or the other Ruby from church?
Huh?
My mom, Ruby?
No, Ruby.
Or Ruby from church?
Ruebanos from church. I'm sorry, I just put her name on. Oh, my mic. Yeah, they're gonna know, like, oh, damn, he's talking about me. God. But that's the guy I was... Oh, that's the guy I was confusing the guy like from Hey Arnold with.
Chris Rock.
He does look like Chris Rock.
But no, I don't remember that show that much.
He's...
Yeah. As a bat.
What is my... Dude, I was watching that Michael... Dude, we jump around from topic to topic.
Yeah, sure, bro.
Michael Scott says, like... He's like, you think he's black?
He is black. No, stop it right now. It was him. It was a black guy. And then he says this, bro. I just wish he would have done a more wiser decision. Like a white guy. Forget it, bro. Like,
he says that, really?
Yeah, and then he continues to says like more stuff. But dude, what's he saying?
And then through the course of all this stuff about the jail and prison Mike and the Dementors and all that crap, right? And then at the end of the episode where he's leaving, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, Mike... his name was Michael. Was his name Michael?
It was...
No, it was something with an M.
It was really short. I remember I went through this. Dude, I can never remember his name.
Miguel? No. Michael? No, it's not Michael, right?
Mikey. It does Mike really...
It's an M, though, isn't it?
Mick.
I don't know, but anyway, he's like, I have to know.
Oh, D. It starts with a D, I think.
No. Could have sworn it was an M.
Search it up. It's Darian, Damien.
It's how much in a.
Duke. Chris.
It's not Mike, bro?
Nah,
thinking of Mikey. Mikey was bigger.
Mikey, the freak?
Yeah, Mikey was a big guy with the yellow hair. You're still talking about Recess, right?
No. No, we're not talking about Recess. We're talking about the guy from The Office, the prison Mike. No, well, not prison
Mike. It is Mike, bro.
It is Mike?
No, it's not Mike, bro. Duke.
Bro, it's bothering me that I can't remember.
You can't find it or what?
No, it says I'm typing and I...
The Office cast. I'm going to find it, bro. I'm going to feel so happy when I see it.
Gay witch hunt. Was that one of the name of the episodes? That's what people search for, bro.
Oh yeah, that's when they figure out that Oscar was gay when he was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wow, he's not even on. He's not on the cast list, bro. Like
Martin Nash.
Martin. Yeah.
Martin Nash.
Martin.
So he's like, yeah, Martin is gone, but not because he's black. But if you think about it. It's because he was black. Yeah. He's gone, bro. Yeah, bro.
And it was because of Michael.
So, yeah, dude. Real quick.
What?
Call of Duty Vanguard came out this week.
I don't give a damn about Call of Duty, bro. They're all games look the same, bro.
I'm on the same boat, but I'm not. Because out of desperation, I bought it. Dude, really good game. It feels like you're playing World at War.
Yeah, but bro, like, there's a bunch of games that they just keep going back to the old times, bro. They keep doing that.
No, but honestly, I prefer a Call of Duty game like that than another Modern Warfare 85. And now it's like there's people walking around. I don't think Call of Duty does a good job with the modern time gameplay. Like, except for Modern Warfare, the original Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare that 2, was the peak, Modern Warfare 3. That was
good. Those were good. But we're talking about all the newer ones, Advanced Warfare, Infinite Warfare, the new Modern Warfare, the Cold War, like all those, they're not good at it.
Cold War wasn't
they don't do modern. Good. I didn't. Yeah, it wasn't modern, but
it
played like Modern Warfare, which sucked.
I actually liked Cold War.
I didn't like it, bro. So this one, bro, does not play like any of those. It plays like the original World at War style.
I did like World War. I do remember it, playing it.
It's bad, bro. It feels different. It's like good. Like it feels different. It feels different because I think the game. I know this is people that aren't gamer fans, but. Yeah, because I have the Series X, so I have to pay $70
instead of 60. Bro. It's 70? Damn,
for the Series X. If you play PC, it's probably just 60.
Wait till next year. Prices.
But if you have the Series X, you have to pay 70. You pay 70 and you get the Series X version, which is the high graphical whatever crap. But if you pay 60, you get the Xbox version, and it's old school crappy. I recommend it, bro. It's actually good. Call of Duty hasn't been this good since
Black Ops 2. I liked the Black Ops 2 a lot.
Black Ops 3 maybe.
Black Ops 3 was good. I think that's the one modern game they did right. Not modern, but
It was modern games. Modern, but it was during the modern time. Because they had the more, it wasn't an old school or anything.
I know, but it's more.
They were like
futuristic.
Yeah, it was mix of.
Because doesn't modern mean right now?
Yeah, modern means.
Yeah, right so now. It wasn't modern.
It was when I say modern, I'm not talking about like the gameplay where you can run on walls. I'm talking about the weapons.
Right.
So the weapons are modern. They weren't alien guns or anything.
Yeah,
like right. They were modern guns. But anyway, yeah, bro, you should check it out. So if you guys haven't checked it out, Vanguard dropped. And it's I recommend it.
They need to work on
me and Abel are zombie fans, or him more than me lately. But
I love zombies, man.
This new zombies, I still haven't tried it, bro. So I'm gonna try it out, see how that goes. But yeah, that's pretty much.
For zombie, what?
They suck this year.
No what?
They suck this year.
What? For zombies?
Zombies.
How do you know?
I saw a trailer, like a gameplay.
Oh, well, I don't know. I literally have to try it for myself before I make my any assumptions or whatever, but...
Me and Jacob play Black Ops 3 Zombies on PC, so we have, like, bro, modded maps.
Bro, that's what he plays, bro.
Modded maps, and there's this one map...
But he plays on modded map. Bro, he literally...
No.
Modded maps. You can't do that on Xbox, bro.
No, on PC.
I'm gonna play PC.
Bro, those are. You can put a controller in though.
Yeah, no, I'm a console player, bro. I spent $700 for my Xbox.
But there's, anyways, there's this map.
I'm not gonna play on a computer, bro.
There's this map. There's this map called, I don't know if you've heard of it, called Cheese Cube Unlimited.
I heard it, yeah.
And there's like a lot of versions of them. Because I also played World at War Zombies, modern maps, and there was Cheese Cube there. This one is a different one. It's way harder, bro. There's parkour you have to do. The zombies like run fast. You have to shoot like cheeses on the wall to get different perks.
Nah, and it's for that.
No, it's fun. But every day we can't beat it. We try it every day. We try to beat it.
You know which one I was interested in trying?
Which one?
The hallway one.
Oh, Infinite Hallway?
Yeah,
because there's this YouTuber called NoahJ456, and ever since I showed Jacob it, we watched his videos, and it's because it's fun, bro. There's Super Mario 64.
That's what I was going to tell you. He plays on a Super Mario 64 map, Zombies, dude.
They added a Super Mario 64 Zombies.
Yeah, Zombies.
What do you mean?
A Zombies map. Super Mario 64 Zombies map.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
No,
yeah,
that's it.
You were talking about, like, Mario 64 emulator or something like that, but no, we were talking about.
I never said that, bro.
Okay, it's
no,
the way you said it.
There's Mario 64 map, where you're outside of the castle. Yeah. He plays on that map, zombies.
Yeah. And that was World at War. So there's one in for Black Ops 3, and it's not as good, but it's still fun. Yeah, I love the zombies for Black Ops.
We should try really Vanguard. Good. Just might as well. It's the newest
one.
It's
freaking $70, bro. They need to work on making their games free, bro.
It's not. It's 70 for me, bro.
Even if it's 40, I'm going to get it.
It's 60. All games have always been 60. Yes. Always.
Yeah, and they're all suck. Worst games ever, bro. I'll freaking rather play Warzone, bro. And it's free. 400 gigs with 4 nights to download. But it's free, and I'll get it, and it'll probably be a little fun.
But you don't play it.
Yeah, because it's 400 gigs.
Because it's a crappy game, because it's free.
No, but because it's 400 gigs and it uninstalls by itself every freaking week.
Is it
or something.
Really 400 gigs? Yeah, it does that. Gigs,
no, it's a lot of gigs. It's not. I'm exaggerating, like, but it's. But it's a lot. No, on PC it's like 200 something.
Dude, I actually uninstalled Cold War. It was a huge game.
I liked Cold War.
I installed Vanguard. How big do you think the game is?
Vanguard? I swear. Tell me how much
do you think it is?
If you tell me it's
65 gigs.
What? Okay, that's the only reason I'll probably get it.
That's the only reason. And you know what? It plays very well, dude. I think you'd like it, bro. Even Sam was playing it, bro, with me. Like, we were playing together, and she never plays any of them with me.
I mean, she's getting none of
their recent ones, Cold War.
Yeah, she doesn't like them.
She's never played. She doesn't like them. She doesn't play with
them. She likes Modern Warfare.
But this one, she played. Yeah, she likes the old school Modern Warfare. That's good.
Respect.
But, yeah, I just wanted to mention it to you. I don't know if you should check it out. But if you want to wrap it up.
One little paradox I want to talk about. The Pinocchio paradox.
What the hell is
I'm
that?
Here to... Excited, Andres and Jacob, they love Pinocchio. Let's say Pinocchio was sitting here right now, and he said, in 5 seconds, my nose is going to grow. What the freak was... What would happen? Would his nose grow?
No, because he didn't say a lie.
But then he didn't say the truth, so it wouldn't... Then it would have to grow if you were saying the truth.
Well, yeah, because if it was a lie and he knew it was a lie, it would grow.
But if you were saying the truth...
Okay, say it again. Pinocchio says...
In five seconds... My nose is going to grow. Or you can even put it like this. He says, in five seconds, my nose is going to grow.
No, because it cancels itself out. The very fact that if he says that, and then it does grow, makes it the truth. But because for it to grow, it needs to lie, it's not going to work. So it's not going to grow.
It does.
It does grow?
Yeah.
So think about it this way. He says, in 5 seconds, my nose is going to grow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, it didn't.
Grow. At the 6 second, it grows.
Oh, shit!
Or not even like five seconds. And 1 millisecond,
so
it can
grow. So technically 6 seconds.
What if he says...
Yeah, so he said 5, it didn't grow. That's a lie. Right after
it's gonna grow. And we're not arguing seconds here. Like, no, you said 5. Like 5 seconds... Like, oh, damn, it actually came out.
All right,
like,
that's right? A good one.
Dude, that's actually
that.
A good way to think about it.
That's a cool little paradox.
1, 2, it doesn't happen. So then it grows.
So then he told the truth while lying. So he lied and told the truth.
Or his, maybe his head explodes because of all of this.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, what if his nose just... God.
Whoa!
let's just say his nose glitches out. I was going to say, let's say his nose glitches out and just breaks. Because the way the other people put the riddles, let's say he says, in 5 seconds, my nose is going to grow, and nothing happens, did he lie or tell the truth? That's another way to put a riddle, the riddle too, for the paradox. But let's just wrap it up here.
All right, let's wrap it up. Oh, you guys can find me on Instagram @MenaceTheDanny, if you guys want. And
you guys can find me on Instagram @Isaiah_Barragan_.
Bagaran. That's how Matthew said.
Bagaran. Bro, some people call me Bagaran, bro.
God. All right, we'll catch you guys later. Peace out.